You've seen quite a few rookie quarterbacks and first-year quarterbacks. What's your impression of the next one up, Ryan Tannehill?
I mean, obviously we're talking about a guy that is very familiar with the offensive system that he is, you know, that he is running right now. It is a system that puts a lot of demand on the quarterback spot, and I think he's doing an excellent job handling all the different responsibilities, of the system. You know, Mike Sherman obviously, was his coach and has a lot of experience running the system. So I think he's doing a real good job. I mean, if you take a look at the Seattle game from this past weekend, him just obviously taking a good command of the offense, making adjustments, making checks, getting the offense into the right particular play based on, what he's looking at from a defensive perspective and, trying to get them positive yardage on every play. So I think he's doing an excellent job as far as handling, the system. He's obviously familiar with it and, does a real good job of it.
Could you speak of what the loss of Jermaine Cunningham is going to mean to the defense?
Yeah, well, I just think, obviously it's an unfortunate situation for Jermaine, but, our main focus is really just trying to move forward and, put our pieces together defensively. And like we do every week when the parts do change, whatever the particular situation may be, we just adapt to them and move ahead. So that's really what we're focused on right now, taking a look at the Dolphins and obviously trying to look at our, matchup with them, understanding their skill position is, extremely good with Bess being a heck of a receiver and someone that's going to be a real good player for them moving around to different positions along with Hartline being outside and, having some tremendous speed out there on the edge. And then with the tight ends and obviously Reggie Bush and Thomas, the running backs there. So we're really just kind of focusing on taking a look at them and how we match up and putting our best package together.
Jermaine was on the field for 90% of the snaps the last two games. I'm assuming that was also a byproduct of productivity as well. You weren't just leaving him out there because you had no other options.
Yeah, I think if you look at the season as a whole, I think every week there's, going to be different players that have different play percentages based on whatever that particular game has involved in it and the situations that arise in that game on an individual basis. So, like I said, we're more just trying to put the pieces together that we have available to us moving forward.
Sort of a two-part question. The first is, what are your thoughts on the run defense, let's say, like just since the bye, in terms of, its production? And I know some of it's probably situational based on the score, so I'm trying to get my hands around it. What are your thoughts on just on how stout you guys have been run defense-wise?
Well, I think it's like every aspect of the defense. When we get done with that particular game that week, we take a look at it and try to, improve on everything, whether it's the passing game or the run game in particular or any of our defensive calls that need to be adjusted. We try to improve them every week. Most of it's based on, particular game instances and situations that arise. We've been fortunate enough to be in a couple different situations here the last couple weeks with some scoring opportunities that kind of change the dynamic of the game a little bit. But, overall, we're just trying to, keep working to improve, to make ourselves better in all aspects. We certainly can, improve on everything. So we're always trying to make it better.
And then I guess the follow-up on that is Reggie Bush, in terms of the challenges that he presents from a run defense perspective, what do you think of that?
Yeah, good question. I mean, he's obviously an extremely talented player, a guy that has a lot of ability in multiple facets of the offense, and they do a good job of using him in many different positions, whether it's from the running back position or getting him out of the backfield on free release type plays or just lining him up out of the backfield in empty type situations where they can get the ball to him out in space and really take advantage of the matchup there. I think he's also doing an excellent job from a running back standpoint of being able to, carry the ball and get those tough yards. He'll run inside, he'll run outside. He obviously has tremendous speed to the edge of the defense. And, like you can see in the games, if he can get that corner, you certainly have a very talented player on the edge, very fast and into the deep part of the defense pretty quickly, along with just, some tremendous athletic ability from a standpoint of body control, and you can see him lunging and diving for some extra yardage, or, you know, trying to hurdle some players, whatever the case may be, where he just has some great athletic ability and body control to get some, you know, critical extra yards when he needs to in the certain situations that arise. So he is certainly a player that brings a different dynamic than the normal running back position. I think, though, you know, really with Thomas, 33, playing quite a bit for them also, and doing an excellent job running the ball, they certainly, you know, have a good 1-2 punch there. That, you know, you take a look at the last game, obviously, did a tremendous job rushing the ball.